This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Fresh off of range day. Learning vital things on the range day. There's nothing like being an ex-military member and training with guns with a current military member who is the age you were in 1984 when you joined the military. First thing that happens is you try to keep up with him. That is a mistake. And then when you do keep up with him, which, first couple of drills, okay. Because shooting with a gun and moving with a gun is not a fast event. But it is a nuanced event, and the nuances is where it gets you. Let's just say I'm pretty sore today. And I discovered that I have really missed that, and I'm going to do that some more, but I need to do that some more. I can still do it, but I am rusty. But thankfully, JT. And we're doing it, JT's son, Alex Albrecht, was with us. He's a sergeant in the Marine Corps. Even with him, we were sort of doing this along the way, the way the civilian law enforcement would do it versus the way the military does it. Because really, truly, a lot of stuff in the military does not translate to what would happen out here. Because a lot of stuff in the military is done in a team setting. So it's always good to work out with people that are better than you. And right now, everybody's better than me. So I thoroughly had a good time yesterday. But it's got to keep on going. Now, everybody's talking about the culture war right now that we're not supposed to be fighting, and it's hard for me to keep up with all these new rules because they seem to change every day. I'm old enough to remember way back in 2016, before Trump got nominated, and I could have sworn Conservative Inc. was gung-ho for the whole culture war thing. But then Trump actually fought it, and taking on the big soft target that is the spoiled semi-literate athletes who like to rub their contempt for the flag that we love in our faces in the guise of wokeness. Now we suddenly discover that fighting back is horribly uncouth, isn't it? It's just no class in that. And we get to hear, oh, well, I never. I would have thought that all those cruise panels about how our crumbling culture is slouching toward Babylon and the need to resist the liberal onslaught, that maybe we ought to actually resist the liberal onslaught. But that was my mistake. I took it seriously when Conservative Inc. promised to fight the leftist blitzkrieg against we normals. And it was a scam. It was all a lie. A pose for us. The true cons didn't really mean it. And there's a lot of not meaning it going on in the GOP right now. Exhibit A is John McCain, the Blue Falcon. He ran ads touting he was leading the way in opposing Obamacare, only to give it aid and comfort when someone in the White House would actually sign its repeal. He's the guy the establishment designated to lose to Barack Obama in 2008, and he was up to that task. But thank goodness, because his inevitable presidential betrayal of conservatives by breaking his word then and treating GOP voters like he treated his first wife would have done exponentially more damage to conservatism than Trump being prevented from keeping his word today ever could. And it's good to know that despite his wonderful, close, awesome friend humiliating him while lying to Arizona's voters, Graham is still the Blue Falcons' buddy. No hard feelings, buddy. There used to be this thing called conservatism. And I know it pretty well since I was part of it for about a third of a century. But conservatism has changed, becoming less about principle. Oh, some of the Wuscons never shut up about them. And more about money-grabbing, navel-gazing, and intellectual, you know, one-upmanship. Actual Republican voters, actual normal people. Well, we became kind of beside the point in the Tumblr-clinking world of the John Boehner cons and the corporate-friendly compassion cons who put the interests of everyone else, including the active lovers, ahead of the GOP voters who voted the establishment in. Conservatism forgot about the real world, conservatives we expected to line up behind us. And while we're talking about free trade, we were ignoring the GOP voter who fought in Fallujah, came home, got a job building air conditioners, raised a family, and then one day watched the video of the oh-so-sorry CEO, who looked just like Mitt Romney, because all those guys look remarkably like Mitt Romney, sadly informing his beloved employees that their jobs are being shipped to Oaxaca. And the response to the 58-year-old Republican voter who asked us how he's going to keep paying his mortgage and his kid in college? That's how the free enterprise works. Read some Milton Friedman and go learn some coding. And that's not a response, not for a political party that requires people to actually vote for it. That's an abdication. But what did Conservative Inc. care? Priorities, there's that new tapas place in Georgetown everybody's talking about the other night. My buddy from the Liberty Freedom Eagle Institute for Liberty, Freedom and Eagles saw Lawrence O'Donnell there getting hammered. How about a guy who wanted to be a roofer in Fontana, but he couldn't because the contractors are only hiring illegals? What's our answer to him? Well, the big corporate donors need their serfs, and if some pack of tatted-up MS-13 dreamers gang rapes your daughter, that's just the price we're willing to pay. They try to crush our religion, and Conservative Inc. cowers because Apple CEO might say mean things. Just bake the cake, they say. It's not worth the fight. They demand our tax money to kill babies, and Conservative Inc. passes the spending bills. Gosh, we can't risk the WAPO saying something mean about us. They diss our national anthem. We react, and Conservative Inc. wags its soft little spindly fingers so very unpresidential. Goodness. Conservatism has become a racket, and everything happening now is the result of its members hoping to wait out Trump and the demand for change he represents. And maybe if they do nothing but say all the right things, we'll get tired and go back to our jobs and keep providing those votes and running those cruise cabins. But that's not happening. We're not going away. Business as usual is over. We aren't giving up. We're not tossing the country. We're not submitting to the ruling caste. We were nice with the Tea Party. Trump's not as nice. What's coming after is going to be much, much, much less nice. What's coming after is militant normalcy, the not-so-polite demand that the lackwits and failures who style themselves as our betters stop dumping on us normal Americans who work hard and play by the rules. And who are the normals? They're the ones who built the country, and they're the ones who defended it. And when you eat, it's because a normal grew the food and another normal trucked it to you. When you aren't murdered in the street or don't speak German, it's because a normal with a gun made those things not happen. And we don't want to rule over you. We don't obsess about how you live your life, but we also don't want to be compelled to signal our approval or pick up the tab. Where every color and creed, those when somebody... Someone is incidentally a member of some other group aligns with normals, he, she, Z loses that identity. The left drums normals who are black out of its definition of black, just as normal women get drummed out of womanhood and normal gays get drummed out of gayhood. The left is making e pluribus unum a reality again. To choose to be normal is to choose to reject silly identity group identification. And it is growing as we awaken to the indisputable truth that our enemy's implacable hatred for us and everything we hold dear, like America, the sight of moron sports ball players disrespecting normals, you know, we'll fight this by ourselves. We'll deal with this the way we have to deal with this. You're not going to like it. You should come along with us. But one way or the other, we're going forward. You can either come with us, brace for it, or grab your fourth point of contact and kiss it goodbye, Snowflake. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to MyLucidGear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. I have no issue with any sort of a movement out there, but there's a disease sweeping the NFL right now that I'm going to call Copernicitis. Copernicitis, yeah. What happens is that when they contract Copernicitis, foolish athletes and their little like-minded playmates, they direct their political and social ire at the country, although that should be going somewhere else. And then they've joined their Hollywood cohorts as mouthpieces for the Democratic/Communist Party. And let's take the patient zero, Colin Kaepernick. His failed efforts at protesting during the national anthem were predicated upon a lie. After his initial protest in the 2016 preseason, NFL media reported, "I am not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color," he told NFL media in an exclusive interview after the game. "To me, this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way. There are bodies in the street and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder. Although he is very upset that he hasn't been signed by a team, so I don't know if it's still bigger than football or not." So, in other words, Kaepernick has bought the lies of Black Lives Matter, hook, line, and sinker. And this is supposed to be, you know, a quarterback is supposed to be a thinker. And the lie is this: there's widespread and institutionalized racism inside America's law enforcement agencies, and black Americans are especially targeted. This racism has led to the deaths of a disproportionate number of innocent black Americans. In order to stop this heinous activity, we need more gun control legislation, more wealth redistribution, more job and education programs, and thus Americans need to elect more Democrats. And as has been refuted ad nauseum, most notably by Heather McDonald, few things are farther from the truth. And the truth is tragic. Tragic. The most dangerous place for a black American is not in the presence of a police officer. The most dangerous place for a black American, especially for a young black male, is in a black neighborhood. I'm just going by statistics now. A 2016 report by the Manhattan Institute reveals, in 2013, homicide was the leading cause of death among black Americans aged 15 to 35 males. During 1990-2008, for 93% of black homicide victims, the perpetrator was also black. In 2009, the 75 largest U.S. counties, blacks were charged with 62% of robberies, 57% of murders, and 45% of assaults, despite constituting 15% of the population of those counties. In 2014, in New York City, blacks committed 75% of shootings and 70% of robberies, while constituting 23% of the population. During the 2005-2014 period, blacks were also responsible for 40% of murders of police officers nationwide. And the most shocking statistic of all, black men in the U.S. are half as likely to die if they are in prison than if they are not. This is not one of these things where you go, wow, can you imagine that? This is one of these things where we go, what have we let happen in this country? Why are these black neighborhoods so dangerous? It all starts with the breakdown of the family. It has been widely reported for years now that the out-of-wedlock birth rate among American blacks is over 70%. Almost always, mothers are left alone to raise their children, alone. In the U.S. cities where the violence and poverty among U.S. blacks is most pronounced, the out-of-wedlock birth rate is even worse. Chicago, about 80% of black children are born to black, to, you know, the single mothers. Today, only 17% of American black teenagers reach 17 in a family with their biological parents married to each other. In no state in the U.S. does black family intactness exceed 30%. This all lies at the feet of whatever you want to call the Democrats today. This is all their policy. This is all their fault. This is all their doing. And the other part of it lays at the feet of the Republicans, who have not done enough to stop this. How on earth does anybody get on TV and go, you know, I'm happy about the youth of, when the youth of America, part of the youth of America, is killing each other. And they're killing each other because they don't have a dad. It's that simple. It is that simple. among many other sad outcomes, fatherlessness is one of the leading predictors of future criminal activity. Children living with their married biological parents are the least likely to commit criminal acts. On the other hand, children from single-parent homes, almost always without a father, are more likely to engage in questionable behavior, struggle academically, and become delinquent. Problems with children from fatherless families can continue into adulthood. They're three times more likely to end up in jail by the time they reach 30 than are children raised in intact families, and they have the highest rates of incarceration in the United States. So more rampant than any form of racist police is the plague of fatherlessness in the black community. But when it comes to this grave matter, Colin Kaepernick and his NFL buddy pals say nothing. In fact, with their sexually immoral lifestyles and lack of devoted marriages, many of them are doing nothing but perpetrating the problem. And that same moral ignorance pervasive in the NFL is present in the NBA and virtually every other prominent entertainment arena as well. Stephen Curry of the Golden State Warriors, he doesn't want to go see the president. He didn't want to anyway. Now, when they won the championship in 2015, they had no problem going to see Obama. Curry's shoe deal with Under Armour includes shoes that contain 4:13 in the quote, "I can do all things," which is a direct reference to the Bible. And in spite of this demonstrative Christian faith, Curry seems to have a blind eye when it comes to the Democrat Party's support of killing children in the womb, gender perversions, homosexuality, pornography, a redefinition of marriage, asinine climate policies, and enslaving welfare state. E-I-E-I-O, Stefan. One of the greatest lies in the modern era is that consenting adults have the right to do whatever they wish in the sexual realm. That's the problem. If you get out there and you go a certain way, where does it stop? Do I think adults have a right to make decisions? Of course I do. Is every one of them okay? No. No, it isn't. When we get back, I'm going to explain to you why I'm so sick of this. Why I'm so sick of this idea that being disrespectful to the United States is okay. It's okay. I'm sick of it. I am sick of it. I've had it up to my bald skull. And when we get back, I'll continue to be sick of it. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now. Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. See, here's my problem with what's going on in the United States today. One, that we're giving a lot of focus on these athletes. If a bunch of millionaires want to take a knee, that's fine. See, right now the NFL already has problems because they have discovered that, you know, some players come out with something called CTE, which is Junior Seau had it right before he shot himself. And, you know, there's been a lot of guys that have had it. Now, a lot of pro players have it. And comes from having too many brain concussions. And they're going to have to pay for that. But one of the biggest things they're able to pay, one of the reasons they're able to pay for all of this stuff is because of their monstrous TV deals and their monstrous, you know, I mean, when somebody gets a new stadium, the taxpayers pay for that. That's not something where the owner of the team comes out and says, yeah, I'm going to buy us a new stadium. No, the taxpayers pay for that. But whenever I hear about NFL players who take a knee during the national anthem, I'm reminded of veterans who have returned from America's wars as double amputees. And the fact that while because of their sacrifice over centuries, we are entitled to speak freely, none of us are entitled to a particular forum. Now, NFL players are employees of a larger organization, just like Kurt Schilling was when ESPN fired him for what he thought was protected speech. And the speech is protected. Your access to a particular forum is not. They are teammates in a sport that pays these allegedly oppressed, spoiled brats millions. Their teammates may share a different view. So does the locker room become a game prep area or a debating society? Does the field become a sporting arena or a campaign rally? Those who take a knee were indeed given that right by many who no longer have knees and are privileged to take a knee in a sport paid for by millions of fans who may disagree with them and who paid to see a game, not a protest. Players who take a knee think they're being patriotic when they're merely being self-indulgent and selfish. Go rent out a stadium and invite people to pay just to see you take a knee and see if anybody shows up for that one. Now, the response by the NFL Players Association is somewhat disingenuous. The peaceful demonstrations by some of our players have generated a wide array of responses. Those opinions are protected speech and a freedom that has been paid for by the sacrifice of men and women throughout history. This expression of speech has generated thoughtful discussions in our locker rooms and in boardrooms. However, the line that marks the balance between the rights of every citizen in our great country get crossed when someone is told to just shut up and play. Well, the problem is you should shut up and play because that's what people pay to see you do. Although they are getting fewer as NFL ratings drop and outlets like ESPN lose viewers. Why not rename the teams and realign ideologically? Tune in Sunday and watch Black Lives Matter line up against Blue Lives Matter. That's why the ratings for the Emmys and the Oscars are tanking as people grow weary of working hard to see movies and games only to see self-absorbed and self-righteous millionaires preach at them, exercising the freedom of speech and press that so many have given their last measure of devotion for. So then enter Chicago Tribune contributor Diana Ghosh. Recently penned an op-ed defending disgraced and unemployed former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick and his infamous taking the knee during the national anthem. Not stopping there, she goes on to slam the national anthem as a pompous battle number that wasn't played before sporting events until 1942 in the dark days of World War II. I wonder if the likes of Kaepernick and Ghosh have pondered the possibility that if it were not for the sacrifice of veterans during World War II, she just might be riding her tirades in Japanese or German. Were it not for the fact that the flag the national anthem celebrates was raised at Iwo Jima and never stopped flying at Bastogne during the Battle of the Bulge. And let me make the obligatory stipulation that both of those idiots have the right to express their opinions through their actions and their words, but not in a form paid for by others in both blood and treasure. Men and women have died or been maimed for life for their right to be obnoxious and insensitive to the heroic sacrifice of others. Over at the Daily Wire, Aaron Bandler writes, unlike them, America the Beautiful, the Star Spangled Banner, that's a pompous battle number, wrote Ghosh. Spurred by a petition bearing 5 million veteran signatures, Congress designated the national anthem in 1931. But it wasn't until 1942 and our entry into World War II that it was played on loudspeakers daily before games. Just as Kaepernick has the First Amendment right to protest the national anthem, NFL teams have the First Amendment right to choose not to sign him if they feel like his prior actions will negatively impact their product. And that's how the free market works, whether Ghosh likes it or not. But most importantly, for Ghosh to refer to the anthem as a pompous battle number, that's not just appalling, it's historically inaccurate. Francis Scott Key penned the anthem after witnessing the American flag prevail over Fort McHenry during the War of 1812, when it initially seemed to him as if Britain was going to win the battle. And that's what our national anthem is all about. Even during the country's darkest moments, America, a beacon of hope and freedom, finds a way to prevail in the end. And that's why everyone stands for the national anthem before sporting events. It's a reminder that we are lucky to have the freedom to be able to attend a sporting event, and we should honor those who died to preserve that freedom for us. And Ghosh is free to claim Kaepernick lost his job for political or even marketing reasons, although his performance on the field was less than Hall of Fame stuff. 49ers or any other team are free to hire or fire him for any reason. That's called the free market. But they tend to be selective in defending free speech, protest against the flag, national anthem. That's praised. Public affirmation of faith and traditional values are to be mocked. As Tim Tebow. How that worked out. Back on April 25th, 1976, a Chicago Cub outfielder named Rick Monday, who was a military veteran, they did what some have called the greatest play ever on a baseball field, because a bunch of protesters got out there and they were going to burn a flag. Monday got out there, ran out there, and pulled it away from them. Former Marine that he was, he protected the flag. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell whines at President Trump's remarks about disrespecting the flag and the national anthem are disrespectful of America's NFL players. The NFL and our players are at our best when we help create a sense of unity in our country. Sure they are, yeah. So millionaires taking a knee during the national anthem to protest alleged social injustice does not build unity, and it's not a force for good. It breeds disunity and divisiveness. Look up in the stands, millionaires, and see who's out there. And there you will see the diversity and the equality of those people, including veterans who came to see you shut up and play. Those who would take a knee to protest the American flag likely have never been handed a folded one. They've likely never looked one more time at the remains of somebody that came back and got that one flag that they will keep forever. NFL players who want to take a knee should talk to the wounded warriors who no longer can and ask them what they think. But I am tired of it. I am tired of it. I curse every day I spent in the military making it easier for these punks to feel this way. I would do it again, but I curse every day I did it. Not asking for anything other than just a little respect for what we protected. Nothing less, nothing more. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. The Washington Post. See, it's supposed to be Washington Post, but I'm going to say supposed. Because they're supposed to be a newspaper and not a propaganda rag. But they have now surpassed the Brady campaign and the Every Town for Gun Safety to take a place alongside the New York Times as the premier anti-gun propagandists in the country. Now, those gun control groups have been known to pervert the facts to fit their agenda. A recent Post article and accompanying editorial go where even the most hardline gun control groups no longer tread. September 15th, the Washington Post published an article with the sensationalist headline, Children Under Fire, which carried the subtitle, Almost Two Dozen Kids Are Shot Every Day in the U.S. This four-year-old was one of them. And in it, the author used the tragic shooting of a four-year-old Cleveland boy as a jumping-off point to discuss the number of children shot in the U.S. each day. Throughout the article, the author referred to his subjects as children, contending that on average 23 children are shot every day in the United States in 2015. Of course, accompanied by extensive artwork of the boy and his injuries, his most obvious intent was to give the impression that such incidents involving young children are common. Using a very well-worn anti-gun tactic, the author came to the deceptive 23 children a day figures by combining the annual number of firearms-related injuries among those properly identified as children, which would be 0 to 14, with firearms-related injuries among juveniles 15 to 17, and then labeled the entire group as children. As you might expect, juveniles, rather than children, account for the vast majority of firearms-related injuries. According to the Centers for Disease Control, not exactly manned by Captain Conservative and his pro-gun-loving legions, in 2015, there were 8,369 firearms injuries among those ages of 0 to 17. Juveniles, age 15 to 17, accounted for 6,476, or 77% of those injuries. Excluding those individuals from the measurement, the average number of children who sustained a firearm injury each day drops from 23 to 5. Now, of course, we weren't content to let the article alone mislead the public. So on September 18th, the Post's editorial board weighed in, and the online version of the Post editorial carried the headline, 23 children are shot every day in America. And then there's that picture of the four-year-old again. And once again, the supposed intent was obvious, to portray young children as suffering gunshot wounds 23 times a day. It's happening all over the place. It's just like, it's a pandelirium, I'm telling you. Pandemic. Those tactics place the supposed, at odds with even the institutional gun control lobby. They used this approach throughout the 1990s, sometimes using ages 0 to 19, and the Brady Bunch now refer to this age group as children and teens in their material. Every town also uses the term children and teens to refer to those 0 to 19. Unlike the Post, every town grants some additional context to the statistics, admitting on their own website, rates of firearm injury death increase rapidly after age 12. Now, if this seems like a complaint you've heard before, that's because this is a recent resurgence on the use of misleading method employed by the Post. While Americans' trust in the media is already near a historic low, the supposed use of deceptive tactics that even the gun control lobby have abandoned should inform readers that the quality of journalism to expect from the publication is probably pretty low. Pretty low. Here's the problem. Now, you know, I just talked about this. Talked about Copernicitis and all this other stuff where, you know, these young children growing up without dads. Let me tell you what I found out happens with these kids. These kids get out there. Children want acceptance. Children want love. They want to feel safe. And they don't have it at home. Everybody should be weeping right about now. They don't have it at home. They have nothing like it at home. If their mother is there and present, she is either working or not working. And if she's not working, they are abjectly poor. If she is working, they're probably still poor. Because they're in the inner city and they are at the mercy of the Democrats. There's no economic opportunity there. In fact, one place where economic opportunity was introduced in Louisiana by none other than Michael Bloomberg. He invested, I think $2 or $3, maybe $4 million in one little area, and violence went down there. So economic opportunity goes a long way. But I digress. Those children that are truly children at this point, they go somewhere looking for something they don't have, and the closest they can come to it is in a gang. And then we basically have just had another human being lost. Maybe not yet, but they're either going to be incarcerated or entombed. I mean, there's some that make it to the age of 30, but it's that's an anomaly. So, in the name of trying to restrict your right, these children are stood on by the leftist, communist, fake stream media, the Washington Post. Now, I'm not advocating anything other than looking at things and seeing them for what they are. And we're going to have to, there's going to have to be a general consensus where we get a hold of these guys in the legislative branch and tell them to start executing some laws. Start putting some laws into place and get the ship of state moving. It's got to start moving somewhere. And even if they do that, that's not going to solve all the problems, but it will be a beginning. And we've got to have a beginning. And I just see these guys running like mad, on some of the nicest treadmills you've ever seen. And they're running, they're talking, they're looking good, you know, taking, proposing this and being on this TV show and talking on this show and all this other stuff and getting nothing done. Getting nothing done. Are you getting as tired of that as I am? I'm tired of a bunch of people running the country that, one, like right now, this whole thing with the football part of it, that's nothing more than a distraction. If these guys, if these idiots want to destroy their income source, okay. You'll find out what a bunch of really good players have found out, that life after the NFL is not nearly as cool as you might think. Especially if you haven't been in it long enough to have saved any money, and most of them lose a lot of their money anyway. Which is also another tragedy, but that's beside the point. It's hard for me to feel bad about it. They'll get out there and bemoan the loss of children, while at the same time they facilitate the dooming of children. And the Republicans sit there and just watch it. They don't call them out for it. They don't get out there and say anything about it. You know, only Trump does it. And he's just so uncouth. And he gets on Twitter. That's so unpresidential. And he's this and he's that. And he's so this and he's so that. And why don't you just pay attention to, you know, who decides what is what, by the way? I mean, surely not you guys. I mean, most of the guys in the Senate have tried for the presidency I don't know how many times, which makes them failures, and, you know, they're talking all this smack like they have accomplished something. When was the last time John McCain accomplished something? Lindsey Graham. When was the last time something they wrote passed? They're not accomplishing anything. We're going to have to hold them accountable one day. Or else it'll come back to haunt us. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.